Hey everybody, this is Aaron the Retro Guy, and welcome to the Morning Roast Podcast. This is the home for all the craziness, the highlights, the interviews, and all the fun that we have on the Morning Roast Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy. Well, good morning. How the heck are you? Hour number two of the Morning Roast Radio Show is live right now on the Station Head social radio app, The Radio Revolution. Boy, are we glad to be with you this morning. 8:09 a.m. Central, 9:09 a.m. over there on the East Coast, whatever time it is, wherever you are, good morning. Gonna be a good day. Nay, a great day. Thanks for deciding to spend some of your Tuesday with us here over on Station Head. A lot of things to get to this morning. What day is today? Dad jokes. What in the Twitterverse is going on? A trailer breakdown for a brand new trailer that I just saw called Oppenheimer that looks fantastic. MTV Movie Awards were the other night. I don't think anybody watched them, but there were some winners. I'll give you a few of those. News is too stupid to make up, and some stories you might have missed. Got to cram all that in. I got you for an hour, and boy, are we glad to be with you. Get those requests in right now. One of the best functions of the Station Head app is the request feature. You can just tap requests and get your music played. Unlike traditional radio, where you would try to call in and request a song, and they would never play it, we can. That is not a reflection. Some stations did a good job doing that. Some did not. Get your requests in right now. Got to keep them upbeat. Got to keep them clean. And we will play as many as we can. Feeling like a little Backstreet Boys to start off the show. Then what day is today? It's around the corner. Don't you go anywhere. The Morning Roast Radio Show has got you locked in. We want to take a second and thank the official sponsors of the Morning Roast Radio Show. First of all, every day we come to you live and loud from the heartland of America, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. This is the Vibe Radio Studio, sponsored by Eternal Media Solutions. Need help with audio, video, streaming? Need install help? Go to eternalmediasolutions.com. They can take care of you over there. And then I start my day every day with a huge cup of Badger Bros Coffee, the official coffee of the Morning Roast Radio Show. Go to badgerbroscoffee.com and check them out. I like their dark roast, but they got a lot of different stuff over there. badgerbroscoffee.com. And if you use code LUNA10, you'll get 10% off your order of the best cup of coffee you could get anywhere. And the official energy sponsor of the Morning Roast Radio Show. If you love energy drinks but you don't love the jitter, go to getjuiced.com and check them out. Juiced Energy, the official energy sponsor of the Morning Roast Radio Show. I use their protein powder. I use their Screamer Creamer Collagen. I use their Lit Lemonade pre-workout. You're going to love it all. Go to getjuiced.com today. Big shout out to all our sponsors. Thanks for helping make this show a possibility, and we love y'all. Everybody, Backstreet's back, Backstreet Boys, and I just canceled myself out of the show. Not even sure how I did that. That's talent, though. That's talent.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
All right, let's check in with what day is today, shall we?
What's with today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
What's today?
Childhood Depression Awareness Day. It's also Hooray for Buttons Day. I had to do it. Lost Sock Memorial Day. Butterscotch Brownie Day. National Teacher Day. Tear the Tags Off the Mattress Day. Don't tear the tags off the mattress. You're going to rip the mattress. Don't you dare do that. In fact, it says on there not to tear the tags off the mattress. It voids your warranty. Trust me, I went and looked at ours. It definitely says don't do that. So don't do that.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
I got something very interesting, a segment we've never done coming up right after this called TikTok Spotlight. I found a remix, over on TikTok last night that really kind of intrigued me. Number one, it made me feel old. And number two, it was also awesome. I'll share that with you when we come back.
Making your mornings way more fun than they would be without us.
You're listening to The Morning Roast Radio Show.
Oh, John Mellencamp, Paper on Fire, 8:20 a.m., coming to you live and loud from the heartland of America, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Welcome to the Vibe Radio Studios, sponsored by Eternal Media Solutions. TikTok is a wild and wonderful place. Wild because it's TikTok. Wonderful because it's a place that people can be super creative and reach a giant, huge group of people. Last night, it was surfing around on TikTok as we were putting the things together for the show, and I stumbled upon this. Does anybody remember this little gem from the early 2000s?
I can't waste time soaking in a moment. I realize nothing's broken. No need to worry about everything I've done. Live every second like it was my last one. Don't look back at a new direction. I love you once, needed protection. You're still a part of everything I do. You're on my heart just like a tattoo. Just like a tattoo.
Anybody remember that? Jordan Sparks with Tattoo. It was a fantastic track from the early 2000s. A young man named Elijah Woods not only put a twist on this song, but Jordan Sparks loved it. Check it out.
No matter what you say about love, I keep coming back for more. Keep my head in the fire, and sooner or later I get what I'm asking for. No matter what you say about life, I learn every time I bleed. The truth is a stranger, my soul is in danger. I gotta let my spirit be free to admit that I'm wrong and then change my mind. I'm sorry, but I gotta move on and leave you behind.
Go to TikTok, check out Elijah Woods. Jordan Sparks duetted it and absolutely loves it. I think it's even available on Spotify. We might try to find it. But big shout out to Elijah Woods and Jordan Sparks for being a good sport about it. Not only liked it, but duetted it. So there you go. The power of TikTok, everybody.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
My God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm!
Wait.
Everybody calm down!
All right, it's time for some news. It's just too stupid to make up. Buckle up, everybody. Some news that is just too stupid to make up. A bus driver in China was fined after passengers reported that he was slurping away a bowl of noodles while at the wheel. This went on for about 10 minutes as he hauled 20 passengers around town. During that time, he even managed to answer his phone multiple times. I mean, I know you're not supposed to drive distracted and you probably shouldn't, this guy seems like he's in the wrong line of work. This guy can multitask with the best of them. Let's find a job for that guy.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Get your requests in right now, 8:23, almost halfway through the second hour of the show. Boy, are we glad that you spent some Tuesday with us. Coming in on the request line, Confidence by Ray. Have you ever found yourself in a precarious situation? One lady did. It's today's trending news story you might have missed. All right, so one lady is supposed to be headed to Florida. She's at the airport. She says to the bathroom. She was gone for less than 10 minutes. Now, this is all from her side. She says when she returns, she checks her boarding pass and gets on the flight. Like she's done a lot. She says, I travel a lot for work. I'm gone a lot for business. I understand the process of doing this. I understand the process of flying, and I'm well accustomed to how this works. She gets on the flight. They get in the air and then inform everyone, as they do when you're on a flight, we will be landing in Jamaica in, blank, blankety blank hours. She gets very confused, asks the flight attendant, this plane is not headed to Florida. She says, oh no, there was a gate change for you and we're headed to Jamaica. She says, ma'am, you guys checked my boarding pass before I got on this flight. How is it possible I am now headed to Jamaica? She's a little upset with Frontier Airlines, said they made it sound like it's her fault. She should have known that her gate changed. She was then forced to fly all the way to Jamaica, no passport, stay on the plane, return home, and then somehow get to Florida. Frontier is saying this is not their fault, that she snuck on the flight. She's saying, how is it even possible that I was allowed to get on an international flight with no passport and a checked boarding pass? I'm going to keep following this story. Frontier Airlines has released a statement saying they are looking into it, obviously, but still holding that this woman somehow snuck on a flight. Listen, pre-9/11, I don't know if sneaking on planes is even still possible. We'll keep this story in the show and following it as it goes along. Weird things have happened.
Let's listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
This is the Morning Roast with your host, Aaron, the Retro Guy, live on Station Head.
Okay, we're all in. Thank you.
Have you always wanted to be a radio DJ?
Well, now's your chance. It's time for you to decide if a track makes the cut. It's time for Bop or Bust. Yeah, it is. It's time for that part of the show where you get to take over hosting duties of the Morning Roast Radio Show right here on Vibe Radio and decide if a track has what it takes to make the cut. Today's is very interesting because not even I know if this track has what it takes. This one is coming in from Instagram. I was DM'd this earlier in the show, and we're going to find out if this track has what it takes. If you like it, give it a bop in the chat, B-O-P. If you don't like it, give it a bust. This is Lindita with Jealous. If you like it, give it a bop. If you don't, give it a bust. Bop or bust, let your voice be heard. Lindita with Jealous, today's bop or bust track. I like it. I like it. Coming in, she's also over on TikTok, apparently does some lives, which means you catch her live. It's one of my favorite parts about getting around TikTok, live music. You know, for the most part, usually when somebody's willing to just sing like live on a spot, I'm telling you, sometimes it'll separate, you know, the good singers from the great singers pretty quick on live. It's one of the best things that I absolutely love about TikTok. MTV Movie Awards were the other night. I still am not sure if anybody's watching them, but there were some winners. Best movie went to Scream 6. No one's going to take the MTV Movie Award seriously if Scream 6 is winning best movie. Best show went to The Last of Us. Best performance in a movie went to Tom Cruise with Top Gun Maverick. I think he should have at least... He did unbelievable in that movie. Let's just say it. It was an Oscar-worthy performance. We just didn't get it. Best performance in a show, Jenna Ortega with Wednesday. Best hero, Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us. Best villain, Elizabeth Olsen, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. See what else we got here. Best comedic performance, Adam Sandler with Murder Mystery 2. Best fight, Courtney Cox versus Ghostface from Scream 6. Best duo, Pedro Pascal, Bella Ramsey for The Last of Us. The Last of Us taking home a lot of them. Taylor Swift took home best song with Carolina. And best host went to Drew Barrymore for The Drew Barrymore Show. I've never watched an entire episode of The Drew Barrymore Show, but all of the stuff that I see on social media, that she's really pretty good at that job. Her and Kelly Clarkson, I feel like, unfortunately, the whole talk show era has kind of, you know, passed it by, you know, when I was a kid, everyone watched Oprah, that type of deal. But they just seem, Kelly Clarkson and Drew Barrymore just seem like they really enjoy that. And so big shout out to Drew Barrymore taking home the MTV Movie Award for, that seems weird, she took home a movie award for best host, talk show host, whatever. I mean, you know. She did not host, though. She did not host. She is standing with the writers for the writer's strike. Over on Twitter this morning, we put out a Twitter poll. Who is the bigger pop culture movie character, James Bond or Superman? And just barely squeaking it out was James Bond. Who is a bigger pop culture movie character, James Bond or Superman? James Bond, which leads me to this. As a self-prescribed huge James Bond fan, can we get Henry Cavill as Bond? I'd be down for it. The great Adele with Skyfall. Just want Henry Cavill as 007. That's all I'm asking for. Henry Cavill as James Bond. Yes, he's been Superman, but our Twitter poll today proved he could do both. He could do both. Back-to-back requests coming in from the request line. We're going to talk about a trailer breakdown for a brand new movie that I just saw the trailer. Oh, so good. There it is. Back-to-back-to-back requests. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
All right. We got a little something-something over on our Facebook page. If you haven't seen it yet, there's a brand new movie coming to theaters very soon called Oppenheimer. Highly anticipated movie that promises to take us on an epic journey through one of the most fascinating and controversial moments in human history. Directed by legendary filmmaker Christopher Nolan, this movie tells the story of the man who led the team that developed the first atomic bomb. Robert Oppenheimer, a brilliant physicist who is about to embark on a mission that will change the course of history and humanity. As the trailer progresses, we see Oppenheimer's team working tirelessly to create the atomic bomb. We witness their struggles, their triumphs, and their doubts. We see the devastating impact of their creation as they realize the true power of their invention. The trailer is filled with intense and emotional moments as we see the characters grappling with the moral implications of their work. We hear Oppenheimer's haunting words, "I am become death, the destroyer of worlds." This is a true story, by the way. Leaving us with a sense of foreboding and uncertainty. Overall, the Oppenheimer trailer is a masterful piece of filmmaking that promises to deliver a thrilling and thought-provoking cinematic experience with an all-star cast, stunning visuals, and gripping story. Trailer is up on our Facebook page. The YouTube link is also on our Twitter. I would love for you to check this trailer out. Let me know what you think in the comments over on Facebook and Twitter. I'm a big World War II history buff. I have both of my grandfathers were World War II veterans, and that part of history just has always intrigued me. This movie looks absolutely fantastic. Would love for you to go over there, check it out, and let me know what you think. We may even include your review and your rating of the trailer on the show in the next couple of days. Will not be live tomorrow. Work starts early, as it has the last few Wednesdays. We will be back early Thursday morning. Hour number one over on TikTok. Hour number two here on the Station Head social radio app. Coming up on Thursday, a website wants to pay you $1,000 to watch all 10 Fast and Furious movies. $1,000 might not be enough for some people.
Your morning roasted to perfection. This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
Yes, it is. 8:55 a.m. Central, 9:55 a.m. over there on the East Coast. We want to end the day on a positive note. Yes, we do. So here is your quote of the day from the great Frank Sinatra. The best revenge is massive success. Now, that doesn't mean that you got to walk around with a chip on your shoulder trying to prove everybody wrong, although there's a lot of people that have been very successful that way. In my opinion, what it means is don't let other people's opinions of your goals in life distract you from your overall journey towards those goals. When I was a kid, I had a bully that picked on me. His name was Tanner. There's very small chance that Tanner will ever see this. But Tanner was your typical school bully. He was bigger than everybody, including me, who was the second smallest boy in his class. He didn't like me for whatever reason. Constantly picked on me, everything from my shoes to my hair to, I don't know, just everything, anything I thought was fun, any passions or pastimes I had in life, Tanner hated all of them. I remember going to my mom and saying, "Mom, he just won't stop picking on me." And she said, "You know what? If you just ignore him, it'll take the fun out of it." No, it won't, Mom. No, it won't. Because, you know, when you're that age, when you're 10, 11 years old, you just don't think your mom has any clue. So the only time in my life that I was ever in a scrap on a schoolyard was the day that at recess while playing soccer, I decided to stand up to my school bully. And I didn't feel any better about it. And it didn't solve the problem. In fact, it only made it worse. When I eventually just said, you know what? I'm going to start listening to my mom and I'm just going to start ignoring Tanner. It took all the fun out of it and Tanner moved on to somebody else. If you've got people in your life that are constantly telling you your goals don't matter, that your goals are not important, that you're never going to make it, if you just simply ignore those people, they will move on to something else. Because misery loves company. So if they're not making you miserable, they'll move on to something else. The best revenge is massive success. Ignore the haters and keep pressing towards your goals because your goals are bigger than your haters.
This is the Morning Roast Radio Show, only on Station Head.
That's about all the time we got for you today. I'll be back Thursday morning, 7 a.m. over on TikTok. If you missed any of the shows, check out our YouTube, Morning Roast Radio. Check out the YouTube broadcast. You can also catch the playback here on Station Head and on Spotify, the podcast version. We love you and appreciate you. We tell you the same thing every day because I believe it. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. No one else is like you. No one else can change the world in the unique way that only you can. I can't change it the way that you can change it. You can't change it the way that I can change it. But if we all get together and work together, amazing things will happen. Love you, fam. Mwah! Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Thanks for listening to the Morning Roast Podcast. The Morning Roast Radio Show can be heard and seen live on TikTok every single weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern and then on Station Head at 9 a.m. Eastern. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Morning Roast Radio and check me out on TikTok. Have a great day.